The Departments of Commerce and Homeland Security are trying to get a handle on botnets. They're looking at ways to create a voluntary industry code of conduct to address the detection, notification, and mitigation of botnets. Alan Paller is the director of research at the SANS Institute, my guest to talk about congressional and agency efforts to try to fight botnets. Alan, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for coming on.
It's great to be here, Fred. Thank you.
The administration is reaching out, and specifically Commerce and Homeland Security, reaching out to ISPs to try to figure out how to get a handle on botnets. How extensive is this? Is this the huge deal that it's made out to be sometimes?
Yes, it is a huge deal, because if someone wanted to do enormous damage to the United States infrastructure, the most effective way is to use a large population of botnets, bots, because they are uncontrollable and unfindable. We did what was called a Dirty Minds project a decade ago about how you'd bring down e-commerce in the United States, and it took a lot fewer bots than the ones engaged in a lot of these botnets. So yes, it matters on a large scale that we stop the spread of botnets. Besides, you said before we started, you don't want them on your computer, and I don't think anyone else does either.
Well, I think there are a lot of folks, though, maybe even folks in government, that don't necessarily understand what they are. My understanding of a botnet is a piece of software that's put on my computer, either against my wishes or I don't even know that it's there, by an outside source that allows them to then control at least part, if not all, of the computing power of my machine. Do I have the idea right?
You have the idea right and the pieces right, but let's use separate names just because it helps in later discussions.
Okay.
So the botnet is the collection of all of those computers that somebody has infected.
Got it.
The bot is the computer that has been taken over. Think of robot. It's just short for robot.
Yes.
Now your computer is a robot. And think of a virus or malware as the thing that takes it over.
Okay.
So botnet is the collection of them. The power is in the collection of them and the centralized control of a million machines.
And so you have potentially somebody out there who can control all these machines. Now, I do know just from folks that I've talked about cybersecurity, these have been around for a long time. They're not new. And so I guess from the cynic side of the desk, I would say, well, if this is such a problem, why hasn't somebody tried it already at such a level that we would know about it as kind of a national problem?
As in, why hasn't somebody used them to do a lot of damage?
Yeah, why hasn't somebody done something?
The Bank of America website hasn't worked this week.
As a matter of fact, I have noticed that.
That's them at work.
I see.
So when we hear about denial of service attack, we tend not to say, well, who is executing that? Most of the time, a denial of service attack is being executed by botnets. Most of the spam you get is coming out of botnets. So it's the main moneymaker for the bad guys, these botnets, and it's the main damage creator that they do. It's not the principal way that they steal data from federal agencies. That's a different attack, but it's almost all of the other attacks.
Why have we not focused as much as we should on trying to trace these back and nab the bad guys as we've done? Apparently, it seems like a pretty good job on the Anonymouses of the world.
So because the bad guys hide behind the bots. So the bot might be in some 11th grader's the computer that's been affected, maybe in somebody's bedroom, it may be in somebody's library at home, not library, den at home, it may be at a library. They're not places where you can find them, and if you find them, you don't know who infected them. And when you find the control system, you don't know who controls them, because they're actually controlled with other cutouts. So the bad guys are heavily protected in this particular attack. But you know, the FBI had a phenomenal takedown, the Core Flood takedown, where they actually took over a botnet and forced it to do good instead of evil. It was a very cool takedown and got a lot of people arrested. It was very well done. So we've had one major success the FBI had, but that's the only one that in recent months.
Now, when I first brought you on, I mentioned that Commerce and Homeland Security are working with the ISPs to try to develop kind of a voluntary code of conduct. Is that, do you think, the wisest way to go about this, or is there some element of, I don't want to use the word requiring or forcing, but maybe a little bit more than a voluntary code of conduct?
We've We have a model that will, I think will answer that question. If you work for a large agency or a large company, your ISP is your company. So when your computer connects to the internet, it connects to your company.
Mm-hmm.
And the company has very rigorous rules about what computers can do, and if a computer gets infected, it's immediately cut off. The ISPs are the equivalent for the rest of us, and they have a business reason not to cut you off. It's called revenue.
Right.
So see the difference? The company
yep.
wants to protect its intellectual property. The ISP wants to protect its revenue.
And keep their customers happy, theoretically.
And keep their customers happy, even if the customer is infecting every other customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not that my machine is infected. It's when my machine gets infected, I infect you. So somebody has to be the policeman in it. And right now, we're going to try for the next 2 years as a nation a model that is being tried in other nations. There are actually three models. One's in Germany, one's in Japan, and one's in Australia. We're going to try the Australian one, which is the most hands-off because we're in the middle of an election and nobody wants to tell anybody to do anything.
All right.
But we're going to try it. My hope is that somebody smart will say, and I actually know who I hope this is, will say, let's try it, but let's measure it. Let's measure how much the voluntary program actually reduces the problem. And if it doesn't reach a full 50%, if we can't, within 2 years, cut the number of bots by 50%, maybe voluntary doesn't work. Remember, we don't use voluntary for airline safety. We don't use voluntary for environmental safety. We don't use voluntary for anything we think is important. It's almost as if we don't think these bots are important, and I think we do. Right now, it's an election.
We're just about out of time, but who do you hope is the smart person that speaks up there, Alan?
The FCC. They're the one group in the place where they can measure how much success we're having. They have a right to ask for the data. I just hope they do it.
I appreciate you being on to help me understand this more. Thank you very much
You're
for your
welcome,
time.
Francis. Take care.
Always great to talk to you.